Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to stay motivated in long-term projects when progress is slow. This episode is first running in mid-February. We're several weeks into the new year. Many people resolve to get in shape around January 1st. But as life intervenes, many people fall off the wagon. One gym chain went so far as to analyze their customer data and declare a fitness cliff, which is right around February 9th or so. We've talked in past episodes about the challenges with New Year's resolutions. One of these is that people fail to account for the realities of their lives. I think another major one is that progress on any project can be slow. I am not a big fan of the common resolution to lose weight. In my mind, better to focus on healthy habits and let the scale go where it goes. However, if you have chosen this as a resolution, even if you do everything right, it's hard to sustain healthy weight loss of more than about half a pound a week. People naturally cycle up and down through the day. Women often cycle up and down through the month. And these swings can easily be 4 to 5 pounds in normal, healthy people. So if you do the math, this seems that responsible weight loss can look like nothing for at least the first month or two. No wonder people's motivation flags. But there are ways to avoid falling off the motivation cliff. The first is to celebrate other wins. Whether you're losing weight or not, a good workout feels, well, good. So celebrate that endorphin rush as an extra moment of healthy happiness added to your life. Maybe you made a new friend at the gym. Celebrate that there's now someone else in your life whose name you know and who you care about. If you can lift a little heavier or run a little faster, make a note of this. You may be able to see progress here a lot faster than other sorts of progress. So keep a detailed log that you can study anytime you're feeling like not much is changing. You can also think more in terms of identity than results. I maintain that anything you do 3 times a week is a habit. So celebrate any steps toward your goal that you manage to do 3 times a week. If you're trying to write a book, 3 hour-long writing sessions during the week is an accomplishment. So treat it as such. Now you're a writer. Talk about this. Refer to yourself this way. And finally, it might help to do some mental time travel. Yes, progress is slow and seems negligible now, but soon what you're seeing now will disappear in the rearview mirror. Losing 0.5 pound a week seems like nothing at first, but a few months in the future, even at that pace, you'll be outside the regular swings. You may only have a few thousand words in your novel now, but those words do accumulate, and someday you'll have tens of thousands of words. So picture your future self celebrating these wins. You could even write a letter to your future self, talking about what you're doing now to achieve these wins. And as soon as you do start to see real progress, thank your past self for making these choices. Even if this all feels a little silly, acknowledgement goes a long way. And hopefully, that will keep you going to the gym past mid-February. How do you stay motivated for long-term projects? I'd love to hear about it. You can email me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.